Amen. Access granted. Amen. And see, sometimes when we pray, you know, I've been talking about prayer during these night of prayers all year long. And I want to tell you something. There's something about prayer that you have to have a type of attitude when you approach God. Amen. You got to have the right attitude when you approach God. You and I must understand that prayer is one of the most powerful weapons that the believer has. But I want you to know that one of the reasons that we do have the ability to pray is because access has been granted to us to God. Now, I want to say this to you tonight. There's a price that was paid for us to get access to God. That price was Jesus on the cross. He hung on the cross, and the Bible says at that very moment when he gave up the ghost, amen, when he died, the Bible says that the temple veil ripped from the top to the bottom. I'm going to say it one more time. Now, behind that veil, there was what's called the Ark of Covenant. In the Ark of Covenant, there was the Word of God, and the Ark of Covenant was where the presence of God resided. Now, before Jesus died, we needed a priest. Listen to me real good. We needed somebody else to go before God for us, amen, to intercede for us, to pray for us, and to get our petition heard. Are you with me? Are you with me now? But when Jesus died, what I found to be interesting, the writer says that the veil ripped from the top to the bottom. And I asked myself, why was that one of the first things that happened? Well, the reason is because when Jesus died, he gave us now access to God. Now, I want to say this to you. You've been living for 12 months, 2015. You've been going through life. You've had some ups. Some of you had some ups right in January. Yes, some of you had some lows in January. But here we are in December. Amen. The same God that was with you in January is the same God that's with us here in December. But when it comes down to approaching God, I believe that there's a certain way we ought to approach him. Are you with me? Now, even though we have access, we also have to pay attention to how we approach him. Now, oftentimes, because we've been beaten, battered, and bruised, and because we've been going through the storms of life, what happens to us, saints, is that we lose what I call the confidence to call on the name of God, the belief that when we pray, that God would hear us. Are you with me? Now, I know we pray, but tonight, I want to try something. I want to try something from Scripture, and my Scripture reading will be coming from 1 John chapter 5. Amen. 1 John chapter 5 begins, you know, chapter 5 is talking about overcoming the world. Are you with me? You see, if you're going to have the confidence to pray, you have to know that you have a war going on with inside of you, but not only that, but you have a war when you walk out these doors. And that war is in the world. And the only way that you and I will ever overcome the world is if we are bold enough to approach God, amen, in such a way that not only do we give him glory, but also, amen, we can approach God in such a way, amen, where God is, watch this, well, we know that he's available, but not only is he available, but we know that God is powerful enough, amen, to fix the situations and to orchestrate different things in our lives. But I want to say something to you tonight. It seems to me that the world is overcoming us rather than us overcoming the world. First John chapter 5 says, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Watch what it says. And whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe his commandment. In other words, what the writer is saying is that if you know, there's a lot of people that say they love Jesus. Amen. They really do. They say, I love Jesus. Amen. Or they love God, but they don't love Jesus. Are you with me? And so what the writer is telling us is that for whoever believes that Jesus is born of God, amen, can not only love God, but love his son. And I want to tell you something. There's something about that name, Jesus. Come on, somebody. There's something about his name. It is matchless. It is miraculous. It is marvelous. Come on, somebody. The name of Jesus is powerful. Now, it doesn't matter what you're going through in your life. I want to tell you something. Jesus can fix it. How many know Jesus can fix it? How many know that when you come before God, he can fix it? Now, look at verse 4. It says, for whatever is born of God. Watch this. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Now here's the thing. I see believers broken, beaten, battered, bruised. They're being taken over by the world. But the Bible says if you're born of God, you will overcome the world. Look what it says. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Are you with me? It's by faith that we overcome. Can I say this to you tonight? Oftentimes, the reason we're not overcoming is because we lack faith. And here's the other thing. We lack faith, but when it comes down to prayer, we pray, but we have no faith while praying. Do I have anybody? Have you been there where you just go through the motion? Our Father, which art in heaven. And we don't even believe that. We halfway believe that, right? He says, listen, you and I are overcomers, and we can overcome the world, but the only way that we can overcome the world is by our faith. Are you following me? Now, I'm going to fast forward the story, and I want to fast forward the passage, and I want to go to verse 13, because this is where I really, amen. This is what I want to talk about with prayer. So the first thing I want to tell you is this. Amen. You have access to God. You have access to God as a believer. But not only do you have access, but as a believer, you are an overcomer. And you have overcame the world, and you can overcome the world by your faith. It's only by your faith are you able to overcome the world. But watch this. What is faith? The Bible says faith is the evidence of things hoped for but yet not seen. But let me give you another definition of faith. Faith is the confident expectation that whatever you believe is going to happen will happen. Are you with me? It's having confidence in the one that you're asking. And oftentimes when we approach God, we approach him with very little confidence. I'm by myself. Verse 13 says, these things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Now, I want to say this to you. It's very important that you and I understand this. Because there are a lot of people who may be praying, but they're not getting through because access. The only way to get access to God is through his son. And here's the thing. If you and I are praying and nothing is happening, anybody, you're praying and you're not seeing nothing happening? Amen. You've been asking, God, where are you, God, what's going on? I want to tell you something. There are two possibilities here. First possibility is maybe you lack faith. Come on, somebody. Second possibility, you're not saved. Maybe you don't have eternal life. Now, I'm not telling you to conform to a way of life. I'm asking, do you have eternal life? And the only way to have eternal life is if you have confessed with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again from the dead, coming back for you. Now watch this. You have to do that by faith. Are you with me? That's what I call saving faith. But when we pray, we must have what I call believing faith. Are you with me? Look what he says here. Look what he says here in verse 14. I'm finna go on. I'm finna quit. Look what he says. This is the what? Oh my gosh. So I want to say this tonight. First point, first, second, third point, whatever point you want to make. Here's the thing. If you're going to approach God, and if you have access to God, you have to come to God with confidence. You know, sometimes we approach God like we have no confidence. We have no faith. It's so bad that sometimes we're trying to pray, and it's like we're praying, and we're not getting anything. And the problem is, saints, you have access. Listen, it's a shame that you got access, but you have no confidence. Are you with me? Now that word confidence, amen, is the word pistuo in the Greek, and the word means to believe. It simply means to believe. See, so when I come before God, I first got to believe that he is who he says he is. Can I tell you something? He hung the moon and the stars. He stretched out the earth. Come on, somebody. He flung the sun in the sky, in the sky. He put the moon right where it is. Amen. He created everything. That's the most important thing that you have to believe about God. That he is a creator, and that he is also not just a creator, but he is a sustainer. Anybody known to be a sustainer? When you wanted to give up, come on, somebody. He held you in his hands. Listen, you thought you were so bad. You thought you were so far from him, but God stepped in your life and he showed you something. He showed you that he's better than anything that you can even imagine. Are you with me? But so what I'm saying is, if you have access to God, then you ought to have the confidence to approach him. Are you with me? Now remember what I said earlier. When Jesus died and the temple veil was ripped from the top to bottom, God says, now we're in a new dispensational time. I'm going to close. Watch this. Reason why I say that is because, watch this. He says, no longer do you need a priest to go in with blood sacrifice to make intercession for you. Amen. You can do it for yourself. Can I ask you a question? When was the last time you did it for yourself? When was the last time you fell on your face before him and say, God, here I am. Lord, I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. It's tough right now. It's rough right now. Listen, when was the last time you approached him, watch this, believing that he hears you? You ever notice when you get ready to pray how all kinds of stuff start coming through your mind? How Satan start lying to you? Start telling you you ain't nothing. Look at you. Look at how you're living. Look what you're doing. Listen. He says if you have to break through that barrier of doubt and have confidence. Are you with me? Now watch what he says. He says this is the confidence which we have. Which we have where? The text says, before him. So not only do you have access, not only should you have confidence, but you ought to have the right attitude. Watch this. He says, this is the confidence that I have before him. May I say this to you tonight? How do you look when you get before? I mean, are you just asking, is he just Santa Claus to you? Come on, somebody. Is he just God pay my bills? God fix my husband. God fix my children. God open the doors for me. God get me a better job. Listen, when you come before him, because now you have access, you can come before him. Do I have anybody? Listen, and when you come before him, you got to recognize a few things. Number one, you're in the presence of God. Number two, he's holy. Number three, you can talk to him just like you are, right where you are, amen, with what you have. You don't have to impress him with using big words and being pontificus or saying, our Father God, Jesus, you know. You don't have to use all those words. All you got to do is be yourself. God wants you just like you are. But remember now, some people have access and some people don't. And it's different. Watch this. There's no special formula here. The only thing for you to get access to God is ask Jesus into your heart. Are you with me? Now watch what he says. Watch what he says. He says, this is the confidence we have before him. Watch this now. Watch this. That if, now this word if, it's the first class condition. A first class condition is if and it's true. Now, if second class condition means if and it's not true. Third class condition, I'm sorry, if and it's maybe true. If that third class condition, if and it's not true. Now, it all depends on your attitude when you come before him, if you're working with. What if you're working with? He says, if we ask, the word ask, what does it mean? Open your mouth and ask. The word ask is the acronym for ask, seek, and knock. Amen. If you take the words, you put it together, it's still ask. Either way you go, it's ask. Look what he says. He says, if you come before him, that if we ask what? If we ask what? The text says what? Anything. I'm going to say one more time. If we ask what? Anything. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Let me ask a question. What are you asking for tonight? What you want? You want this job? Anything. 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 Praise God. My grandson to do better in school. And also faith when you pray. Be a great Christian. Bigger home. You need a house. Don't be ashamed to say it. Be bold. Lord, I need a 5-bedroom house with a 3-car garage. You understand what I'm saying? I got to be bold about it because guess what? The says, now I don't know about you. About you. The last time I look up, I don't want to even look up the word anything. Anything means what? What you asking for? What you need? Salvation? You got that. You need sanctification now. Sanctification. That's right. That's all right. What you need? To retire. He gonna do that? What you need? Stability. He gonna give you that? Huh? Faith. What you need? Yeah. What you need, baby? What you need from the Lord? Tell me something you want. You want a hoverboard? What you want? what you need? Oh, you need a peace of mind. He can give you that. Bible says he give you a peace of mind that he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your eyes fixed on him. He can give you that. He can give you that. What you need? Anything. 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 Some of this, some of that. I don't know what that is. Heal your broken heart. Heal your broken heart. Scholarships for my kids in college. Amen, amen, amen. I'm asking him, amen, to build us a church. But also I'm asking him to save somebody tonight. That's what I'm asking him to do. Listen. Watch this. Now watch this. I want to show you something. I'm going to sit down. I got excited. I'm sorry. He says, if we, who's the we? Christians. It ain't just everybody, it's Christians. If we ask anything, watch this now. According to what? Can I ask you a question? What you just asked for, is it in his will? Is it in his will? How can you know his will? The Bible says how you know his will is that you have to renew your mind. And when you renew your mind, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know what the will of God is for your life. So tonight, maybe the reason we haven't been praying according to his will is because we're praying with the wrong mindset. Are you with me? He says, God says from his word, if I ask anything according to his will, look what he says. This is the beauty of this passage. He says he hears. I believe God heard all of you. I believe God heard all of you. I believe God is working right now. I believe God is setting things up right now. I believe that he's working because here's the thing. I can tell you one thing. You're in his will. You know why? Because you're sitting in the right place tonight. You're in his house. And what he's saying to you tonight, I can give you that. I can get your grandkid. I can hear that. I heard you when you said it. The moment you opened your mouth and said it, God said, I got that. You know why I want to say he got it? Is anything too hard for God? Come on, somebody. Is anything too hard for God? Maybe you're trying to figure out who you are. Or maybe you're trying to figure out why you have no peace or why you have no joy or why you have no contentment. It could be that you're not in his will. And when you're not in God's will, you have no peace. You have no joy. You have no happiness. You have no contentment. You have nothing really going for you other than you trying to fix it. And so you turn to marijuana and you turn to sex and you turn to crack cocaine and you turn to the bottle and you turn to different things and you turn to a man, you turn to a woman, or you try to find it in other places. But baby, let me tell you something. There's nobody but Jesus. And when you come to Jesus, listen to this. Just like you are. Listen, don't fix nothing. Don't say, you know, people say, I'm trying to fix it. And so when I get it together, then I'm going to come to church. Baby, come broken. He's a healer. He's a comforter. Amen. He can change it if you want it. Last thing and I'm going. 15:15. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request, watch this now, which we have asked from him. You know what that means? You know what that means? You know what it means? Say again. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. You already possess what you need because you've already asked. Hey, man, get ready for the job. Get dressed tomorrow and get ready for the job. Amen. Get up stand up and man up, amen, and live up, and guess what? And walk by faith, and you'll find out that God is 10 steps ahead of you. He says, if you know he hears you, if you know he hears you, if you're, how many are confident that he heard you? I'm not talking about, see, some of you are not sure. How many of you are confident that he heard you tonight? Amen. Then start living like it. Amen. Start walking in it. Amen. Start rejoicing in it. Start saying hallelujah to his holy name. Amen. Start telling him, God, thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord, that I've already have what you asked. I've already have what I've asked for, God. God, I possess what you said I've asked you for. I know I have it. Amen. So guess what? Get ready for your kids to go to college. Come on, somebody. Amen. Get ready. Get ready to retire. Come on, somebody. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Because guess what? It's already happened for you because you have access and you have the confidence to believe it now. You got to believe it tonight. You got to, listen, you got to believe it tonight. Don't you walk out of here the same. Don't you walk out here the same tonight. Believe that what I just asked God for, it's already done. Now what you got to do is just stay in his will. Walk in your purpose. And he'll bring it to pass. Tonight, if you're here tonight and you want to claim that promise, that thing you just asked for real, and you want to come before the Lord tonight and say, God, here I am tonight. You said in your word. Now listen, we're taking God at his word tonight, okay? God, you said in your word that if I come confidently, believing that what I've asked for, I'm going to get it.